just thought I would share a tshuva from Rav Asher Weiss. It's in his Sheos Tshuvas Chelek Gimel Simen Yud. Someone who cannot speak clearly, cannot enunciate properly. What is the status of such a person vis-a-vis tefillah, brachos, and specifically doing things for the tzibur? Can such a person get an aliyah? His question, specifically the question he was asked, is a person, Lo'aleinu, had a terrible stroke, and now his speech is greatly impaired, and he can speak in such a way that his family members who live with him can understand him. No one else can understand what he's saying. So can such a person still get an aliyah? So there might seem to be a stira in Shulchan Aruch about issues of pronunciation, that in Hilchos Kriyas Shema and Siman Samach Beis, Shulchan Aruch says that Karav lo diktek be'osio seha yotza, that if a person said Kriyas Shema and didn't enunciate the words properly, he's still yotza anyway. So proper enunciation is not me'akev. However, in Hilchos Birchas Kohanim, in Siman Kuf Chav Ches, he writes that if a person switches these alephs and ayins, he's not allowed to do Birchas Kohanim. So apparently, proper pronunciation is absolutely essential. So how do we understand these two sources? What's the resolution? So he says the resolution is that lo diktek bo siyoseha is referring to the finer points of enunciation. That, as the Mishnah Berurah says, is talking about lafrid ben advekim, like va'avatem mehera. Vavatem ends with a mem, and Mehera starts with a mem, to separate them, to pronounce really everything, to enunciate everything absolutely clearly. L'chadchila, a person should be very careful about this, especially in Kriyas Shema. But if a person did not do so, he's still Yotzei. Birchas Kohanim, we're talking about mixing up the aleph and the ayin, it's a whole different sound. That's really a mispronunciation. That's not just the finer points. That's already, it sounds like a whole different thing. So in that case, it would be problematic for the person to do Birchas Kohanim. If that's the case, how do we ever do Birchas Kohanim as manazeh in our communities? Ashkenazim, no one pronounces a real ayin. So the early Achronim already write that in a situation where that's the normal way of pronunciation in that particular location, then it's okay. At the very least, if that is easily recognized, easily identified, easily understood in that location, then it would be okay. But what does that do for this poor individual who is not able to pronounce the words even in a way that is a normal pronunciation in that location? So he quotes a Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan actually based on a Medrash. The Medrash says, a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, v'diglo alai ahava, that even liglugo alai ahava, that if a person is speech impaired, and he pronounces the words even in such a way that a shevach, a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, turns into a word that would be a denigration, be an insult, like v'ahavti turns into v'ayavti. So that means the exact opposite. So nonetheless, that's how he's able to pronounce with his speech defect. Hashem says, Ava, I love it, it's great. So a person, whatever kelim HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him to be able to speak with, he can daven with those abilities that he has. How do we view this in relationship to everything we've been saying until now? So he says the distinction is between a person's own tefillah and what he would do for the tzibur. That with a person's own tefillah, with a person's own brachos, he should pronounce the words according to the abilities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. He does his best. He's certainly yotzei. When it comes to the tzibur, so if he's not able to pronounce the words in a way that's recognizable and identifiable to the tzibur, then it's impossible for him to be able to be motzi the tzibur or anything. Not in Birchas Kohanim, not in Aliyah LaTorah, and unfortunately he would not be able to serve in that function. Have a wonderful day. Please do put up the chairs and have a great Shabbos.